What's up, man? All right, guys, today's video is titled Mia Khalifa is the future of Muslim woman. Now, before we get into it, guys, as you all know, I was in Mexico. I just came back a couple of days ago. As you guys know, what I do in Mexico, other than clapping them cheeks, which I'll be making a video about, I face maxed. So this is like the first time you guys get to see my face without a cover around it. As you guys know, last time I was in Mexico was back in October. I did a lot of work in Cancun to face max. So I had filler in this area to build up my jawline. If you guys can see, my jawline is built up. I also had fat loss injections here, where they injected me with the serum that would effectively kill the fat cells. I had that done when I was in Cancun back in October. I also took care of these old man lines over here. As you guys can see, they're pretty much now normal. So when I was in Cancun in October, I did a lot of work that had to do with needles, you know, filler over here, fat loss injections down here, and I also did collagen. Okay, I did collagen injections. This is why my face looks a lot healthier now than it was, you know, just a couple of months ago, because I got collagen injections. For those of you who don't know, collagen naturally grows in our body up until the age of 25, and then after the age of 25, collagen production pretty much takes a nosedive. This is why, you know, young guys have that young looking face. It's because their body is mass producing collagen, and this is why old people like myself have that old grizzled look, because we are no longer producing collagen. So when I went to Cancun back in October, I had collagen injections in me. It's something that you should do maybe once or twice a year. Unfortunately, the laser resurfacing, which actually, laser resurfacing, for those of you guys out there who don't know, laser resurfacing pretty much like eliminates like a millimeter from your skin. So let's say you have damaged skin like I do, okay? The laser resurfacing pretty much, it's kind of like sandpaper in a way, right? Imagine you have a surface that has bird poop on it, shit like that. You get some nice sandpaper on it, and that shit literally is gonna get sanded off, become nice, smooth, and flat again. That's pretty much how laser resurfacing works. Unfortunately, their laser resurfacing machine wasn't working when I went in October. It actually still wasn't working when I was in Cancun a couple of days ago. So, inshallah, God willing, you know, when it gets working again, I'll go down there to do laser resurfacing. But this time around, guys, when I was in Merida, I actually went under the knife for face maxing, okay? I spent a whole hour awake under the knife. Of course, we had local anesthesia, but still, you can feel the pain. I'm not gonna tell you what surgeries I did in Merida. I'm gonna let you guys figure that one out. All I'm gonna say is, now I know how fish feel when I try to remove the hook from their mouth. Anyways, going back to the point of this video, that Mia Khalifa is going to be the future of Muslim woman. So as you guys know by now, Mia Khalifa is making the rounds on the internet where she wants to effectively have all of humanity forget that she was a fucking sharmuta. She was a porn star. She wants the world to forget that. So, what's going on, guys? Why does Mia Khalifa want the world to forget she is a porn star? Here's what you guys need to understand about hijabis. For those of you who don't know, I coined the term hijabi. Hijabi, Hujabi means a Muslim hoe. Now, for all of you guys out there who think that Muslim women are pure, couldn't be farther from the truth. You see, let me roll up the window a little bit. Let me roll up the windows. You know, I'm at the parking lot of Starbucks. A US one is right in front of me. So when cars zoom by, you probably don't hear it, guys, but I hear it. So Muslim women are the biggest hoes on the face of the planet, and they can be hoes for two reasons. Number one, they can get away with it because they can say, praise Jesus, Allahu Akbar, white woman can't do that, guys. If you have a 25-year-old white woman, you know, who goes to the clubs, the bars, you know, she's been to university, she can't say, oh yeah, I'm a virgin. Ain't nobody gonna believe that. But a 25-year-old Muslim woman who wears a hijab like my ex did, you're gonna believe she's a Muslim. But in reality, she has a body count that makes white women look good, okay? So that's number one, why Muslim women can get away with it. Number two, I've said it before and I'm gonna say it again. The closer you are to God, the more evil you can be. Don't believe me? Look at the Jews, okay? So these Muslim women out there like Mia Khalifa. Now, I don't know if Mia Khalifa is a Muslim. I know she's of Lebanese descent. Lebanon has a big Christian population. So I don't know if Mia Khalifa is a Muslim or a Christian. But here's the deal, guys. Whether you're a Muslim, Christian, or a Jew, being a fucking sharmuta is a big no-no in the Abrahamic religions, okay? So you could be a Christian Muslim, you can be a Christian Arab like Mia Khalifa and still be a fucking hijabi, because you're not supposed to do that no matter what religion you're in, Judaism, Christianity, or Islam. So in the case of Mia Khalifa, guys, she wanted hayat and dunya. She wanted the glitz and glamour of this world. Now, Mia Khalifa, before she got into porn, she wasn't much to look at. You know, she was exotic because she was a Middle Eastern, but she wasn't much to look at. You see, Mia Khalifa is where she is today. Her cars, her home, her lifestyle is because of porn, okay? Without porn, Mia Khalifa probably would been your basic bitch and lived a mediocre life where nobody knows who Mia Khalifa is. Today, everybody in the world knows Mia Khalifa because of porno. Yet, Mia Khalifa wants her lifestyle. She wants the money, she wants the fame, she wants the lifestyle, she wants everything that porn gave her. But at the same time, she wants you to forget that she was a porn star. Now, Muslim women out there, guys, they want to be hoes. Let me say that one more time. Muslim women want to be hoes, okay? A couple of years ago, before Scamarona hit, I was doing DoorDash in California, okay? I was doing DoorDash in Santa Monica. I got an order to go pick up a DoorDash from Cheesecake Factory up in the Santa Monica Promenade, okay? So I go into the Santa Monica Promenade. I walk across Cheesecake Factory, you know, go into the back to pick up my order for DoorDash. And all of a sudden I say, hi, Amr. I see my second cousin. For those of you who don't know, my father had like 12 brothers and sisters. So we have hundreds of cousins, second cousins, heck, maybe even third cousins that I'm not even aware of. And they live all over the world. So my second cousin, all I knew about her is that she was in LA trying to be an actress. Surprise, surprise. But when I was going into Cheesecake Factory to pick up my DoorDash order, you know, not in a trillion years I'd ever think that my cousin should be there. Now, my cousin, she's younger than me by like probably 10 plus years. So she was probably in her 20s back then. You know, she's Egyptian. She's exotic, obviously. So, yeah, you can tell that she's going to get passed around in Hollywood. Anyway, so when she says, hi, Amr, you know, she gets up from a table. She hurriedly, quickly gets up from a table. Now, sitting at her table was a dusty black dude. You know what Donovan Sharp would refer to as a nigga, or what Ron Wells would refer to as Dirty Dick Rodney. So he was a dusty, grimy black dude, you know, probably in his 20s himself. So anyway, she gets off the table, like runs at me, right? You know, grabs me by the arm and takes me out of a Cheesecake Factory. And she's like, "Hey, Amar, it's not what you think. He's just a coworker." I don't give a fuck, bitch. I'm there to fucking pick up a DoorDash order. I didn't even expected to see you there, you know? But looking back at it, guys, this just goes to show you the length Muslim woman would go to not have people think that they're dirty, dirty sharmutas. But the reality of the matter is they are dirty, dirty sharmutas, you know? Yo, homie, yo, I'm Alpha, that's AMS, for those of you who don't know. He always says, you can't rush the slut. I, Amar Metwali, I say, you can't hold back the sharmuta, okay? So, if a Muslim woman is like a 4 or above, she wants to be a sharmuta. She wants to go through that whole phase, whether she does it before she gets married, like my ex did, or she does it after she gets married, like a lot of Muslim women do. You Muslim guys out there, man, I'm seeing a lot of you Muslim guys out there, you're struggling, man. If you're a married Muslim dude, your woman doesn't want to give up the pussy, trust and believe she's going through her whole phase with fucking Shad and Tyrone. This is what I want Muslim guys out there to understand. Unless your girl is so fucking fugly that no other guy would want her, she is a hoe. Let me say this in a way that you guys can get this through your mind, okay? If the bitch is a 4 and above in sexual market value, and she doesn't have a member of the Taliban walking behind her with a gun pointed to her head saying, "Hey bitch, show one side, one sign of hoe tendencies and it's off with your head," she a hoe. Let me say that one more time for all the yogi obes and bitch pills out there who are too damn low IQ to understand things first time around. If a bitch is a 4 or above in sexual market value and she does not have a member of the Taliban following her around 24/7 with a gun pointed at the back of her head saying, "Bitch, show us one sign of hoe tendencies and it's off with your head," the bitch is a hoe. Mic drop, full stop, boom, shaka laka 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 laka, the bitch is a sharmut. In fact, the Prophet Muhammad told us this, believe it or not. See, the Prophet Muhammad told us when the Antichrist, aka the Dajjal, is about to come into this world, okay? Woman will follow him to the point where the only way for you as a man to keep your woman from joining the Antichrist, aka the Dajjal, is for you to physically tie a woman down. Now, I don't know about you guys, I ain't tying no hoe down, okay? See, Islam is a figurative religion more than it is literal. But sometimes Islam can be a literal religion. Like, for example, don't drink alcohol, you know. That's not figurative. You can't drink alcohol, period, okay? So when it comes to Islam telling us to tie bitches down, Islam is being literal. You have to tie a woman down to keep them from joining the Antichrist. Now, why did Islam say, tie woman down, okay? Because if you tie a woman down, she's not gonna go to the club. If you tie her down properly, she's not going to be able to take her phone and see who's hitting her up on Instagram or on social media, okay? Now, being absolutely realistic, most of us are not gonna tie a woman down. You know, the only way to keep a woman from joining the Antichrist, aka the Dajjal, is if you live high up in the mountains where they don't even have internet, where they don't even have cell phones. So if you're a Muslim dude, you live in Cairo, you live in You guys probably can't hear it. If you live in Cairo, you live in Istanbul, you live in Karachi, if you're a Muslim dude and the bitches in your place have internet and a smartphone, she's a hoe. Okay? I want every Muslim guy watching this video to put it in their minds. If the bitch is a 4 or above and she has a smartphone, she a hoe. Period, guys. Okay? Now, if I'm going to pass a fatwa, okay? All right? You know, I never passed a fatwa in my life. You know what? I, Amr Gamaluddin bin Hayyim Mitwali, I am going to pass my first ever fatwa. Are you guys ready for my first fatwa? Don't get married. You Muslim guys out there, do not get married. I know a lot of blue pill mullahs. I know a lot of fucking hijabis out there. They tell you, oh, doesn't Islam say getting married is half of your religion? Yeah, but here's the problem. You hoes out there, you broke the social contract, okay? You're fucking whores. You're dirty, dirty, dirty sharmutas, okay? I can't sign a contract with somebody who's gonna fucking scam me. You guys have got to understand, man. These women, before they get married, and I knew this when I was in Egypt. In fact, even Martin Goldberg did a video about it yesterday, and this is here in America. A lot of young Muslim women, they get fucked in the ass, okay? That way, there's still a virgin on their wedding night, you know? Like Martin Goldberg said, they want that good Muslim boy, and they're still virgins for him, but they've been fucked in the ass by Chad, Tyrone, fucking murderers and drug dealers. Guys, you need to understand, man. Al-amalu bin-niyyat. Your deeds are by your intentions, okay? So if you're a hoe, you're getting plowed in the ass, but you're technically a virgin in your pussy. Guess what? You still a hoe. It's that motherfucking simple. Okay, guys? So, women do not want to be outed. Muslim women in particular, guys, they do not want to be outed as sharmutas because they, as women, know no guy wants to be with them. Now, you look at American women today, you know, like I said earlier in the video, American women are sharmutas. They're all hoes, okay? If a 25-year-old American woman came up to me and said, hey, Amr, I've been to the club, I've been to the university, I go clubbing all the time, but I'm a virgin, I'm gonna be like, yeah, right, you know? Nobody in the West is ever gonna believe that a decent-looking Western woman is a virgin at age 25, 20. Heck, these hoes may not even be virgins by age 10, for all we know, right? That just goes to show you that some of these hoes, they'd be losing their virginity, you know, before the age of 10, probably. So, this just goes to show you guys, here in the West, all women are hoes, okay? And that's a fact. That's not even a personal opinion. That's an undisputable fact. Now, when I say all, could it be, you know, 100%? Maybe, maybe not. But it's definitely, you know, 97%+ of Western women are fucking hoes, okay? So, Muslim women, they don't want to be thought of as hoes. And you guys need to understand, man, women instinctively know that when they hit the wall, their chances of getting male attention is going to go down. So, like Terrence Pop on MGTOW TV said, you know, from 40 to 80 is a long time. So these girls who are in their teenage years, they're in their 20s, they're riding the cock carousel, they're getting flown out to Dubai, they know when they get in their 30s, 40s, or 50s, that they're gonna run out of money and they need some simp to take care of them. So what they have to do is they have to hide their cock carousel riding days. They have to hide their whole phase, okay? And not only that, they would have to actually pin their whole phase on somebody else. Let me explain to you, okay? You see, I did a video about this Muslim guy here in America. He was of Pakistani descent. Him and his wife were of Pakistani descent. He got married to his wife, and then his wife, you know, she was going to the club, she was going to the bar, she was cheating on him. Eventually they got divorced, but the bitch was running around the internet saying, oh, the reason why she's a whore, the reason why she's sleeping around is because her husband abused her, beat her, and now because of her husband, she has to go get attention and sleep around with other guys because her husband was so abusive. And this was so untrue for the husband that he actually killed his ex-wife, and he committed suicide. He killed himself. You know, like the Prophet Muhammad said, a woman can lead a good man astray. This is exactly what happened here, okay? She married a good Muslim man, but she wanted to ride the cock carousel. She wanted the world to believe that the reason why she's a filthy, filthy sharmuta is because her husband abused her, and the husband couldn't take it, so he killed her, which I don't have a problem with, to be honest with you. But the problem that I really have is that he actually committed suicide, which is sadly and unfortunately a one-way ticket to the hellfire. So this is why I'm telling you guys out there, man, don't get married, man. Don't get married, bro. And even if the bitch is under a 4 and she's so ugly that no other guy would even want her, what are you doing, bro? I mean, number one, you're not gonna be happy with a fugly looking bitch, man. You guys have any idea how many Muslim guys out there have a shitload of money, yet they have a fucking ugly wife? You know, they hate their life. You know, that's number one. Number two, even more important than that, think about your motherfucking kids, man. Imagine being with a fugly woman. You're gonna have fugly children. If you think you had it bad, how much worse will your son have it if his mother is fucking fugly, you know? So this is what I'm telling you guys out there, man. Don't get married, man. Just don't get married. You want to pump, you want to dump, you want to pay to play, you know, you want to have short-term flings. Okay, man, I understand, but don't get married, you know? Because if you get married, she's either going to cheat on you, divorce you, and, you know, it might go as bad as you killing her and murdering yourself. Or she's gonna be ugly and you're gonna hate your life, and your kids are gonna hate you for making them ugly because you stuck your dick in ugly. So don't get married, guys. Now, another thing that I wanted to bring up is that this same thing was going to happen with me and the ex. You see, the ex, she did the whole praise Jesus, Allahu Akbar, and you know, I believed her like an idiot, you know. So I married her. Turned out that she had a history that made the girls on Fresh and Fit podcast seem like fucking saints, right? So she, you know, and a lot of you guys out there, man, you've been telling me, especially you Muslim guys, you've been telling me, Amr, it's not Islamic of you to bring your wife's business on the internet. Guys, the bitch was planning to do the same to me that the Pakistani girl did to her Pakistani husband, okay? She was going to get on the internet and call me an ain't shit nigger and say the reason why she's a hoe, she's sleeping around, is because I fucking abused her, even though we were married for a month. Guys, out of that month that we were married, we were only together for like maybe 2 weeks, because like I told you guys, when we went to Vietnam for our honeymoon, the bitch just woke up and went back to Egypt, you know? The bitch woke up in the morning, she booked a ticket back to Egypt, and she was like, hey, Amr, I'm gonna hop in a cab, I'm going back to Egypt. I was like, all right, bitch, fun time for me. So this just goes to show you guys, a lot of these Muslim women out there, when they marry you because you are the mark. You are that oofy doofy. You're gonna be that guy who they'll be able to take advantage of. You see, every woman wants to take advantage of a guy. Okay, let me say that one more time. Every woman wants to take advantage of a guy. Either you're gonna be that oofy doofy guy who's gonna have her travel all over the world, you know, I come from a well-to-do family, okay? So my ex was like, hey, Omar, tell your dad to give us money so we can travel first class to Dubai, you know, live in Burj Al Arab, seven-star hotel, you know. It's like, bitch, we don't spend money, squander money like that, you know. So she was using me for a lifestyle. And at the same time, you know, she wanted to get pregnant from me. That way, you know, she can get in Egypt. There's a law in Egypt that was passed that if you get a woman pregnant, you have to buy her a apartment. So she was actually planning on getting pregnant. See, this is what I want you guys out there to understand, man. When a woman marries you, whether she's Muslim or not, it's actually worse with Muslims because they're more cunning than Western women. These women already have a plan to fuck you over. Either they're gonna steal the dowry from you, either they're going to put you on child support, either they're gonna divorce rape you, either they're gonna live a lifestyle from you. Now, in the case of my ex, you know, she stole a $5,000 wedding ring, you know. My father bought her a $5,000 wedding ring, and the bitch never gave it back. So a $5,000 wedding ring, guys. See, $5,000 by Egyptian standards, that is the salary of an Egyptian for like fucking 10 times. Let me do the math. $5,000 is a middle class salary in Egypt for 2 fucking years, okay? So the bitch had a $5,000 wedding ring that of course she pawned, and you know, she got $5,000 in her pocket. So yeah, she was living the high life. See, she walked away, you know, my parents lost $30,000 on that wedding, right? To this very day, the hoe still uses pictures from our wedding, obviously with me not in them, to tell the world, oh look, you know, somebody found me attractive, somebody put a ring on it, you know. So the bitch lost nothing, and she walked away with a wedding, and she walked away with $5,000 ring that she pawned, and obviously she got money out of it. This is what I want you Muslim guys out there in particular to understand. Every Muslim girl out there who is a 4 or above, in her back pocket, she already has a plan to screw you over. Either she's gonna divorce rape you, either she's gonna have you fly her around the world living the high life, either she's going to steal your dowry, your mahr, or either she's gonna steal the wedding ring, you know, or she's gonna get a big wedding out of it that she's gonna tell other women, oh look at me, look how beautiful I am, you know. And another thing you guys have to keep in mind is that, and I cannot stress this part enough, you know, these women, when they marry you and then they divorce you, they're gonna ride the cock carousel. When they ride the cock carousel, they're gonna put the blame on you, okay? They're gonna say you abused them, you beat them. They're gonna say all that stuff, you know. In fact, you know, after, I didn't even tell my wife that I was coming back to America. I just hopped on a plane, came back to America. And when I came back to America, she posted a picture of herself on social media in a hospital bed, claiming that she had a nervous breakdown. So obviously, she was already trying to say that I abused her, I beat her. It's like, bitch, we weren't even together for a fucking month. We were physically together maybe as husband and wife, maybe for like, what, 2 weeks? Because you hopped on a plane, went back to fucking Egypt when we were in Vietnam. So I wasn't even married to this bitch for a full month, and she was already posting pictures on social media in a hospital bed claiming that I, you know, caused her to have a nervous breakdown. See, this is why I had to make these videos about her. So now when she comes out and she says, oh yeah, he abused me, he beat me, he hit me, sorry bitch, I already got there first, you know. Whoever files the police complaint first wins. That's usually how it is, guys, you know. TFM did a video about this guy who had sex with a girl, and in the college that he was in, if the girl claimed that he raped her, you know, not only is he going to get kicked out of college, but he's going to also get arrested and sent to prison for the rest of his life. So the guy, when he woke up in the morning, he went and he filed a police report saying that she raped him. And guess what? Had he gotten there 45 minutes later, the girl would have already filed her police report and he would have been kicked out and been arrested and sent to prison for the rest of his life. So this is why it's very imperative for you guys out there. First of all, don't get in a relationship with a fucking woman, okay? Here in the West, because of Me Too and all that, man, you're better off going to Mexico, okay? Colombia is a little bit too dangerous right now. Mexico is fine, okay? Go to Latvia, you know? Go to Eastern Europe. Go to Thailand, okay? Don't get in a relationship with a woman. Don't get married, guys. Do not have sexual intercourse here in America with a woman. Guys, you know, there are going to be women out there who are going to be horny. Sometimes, if you're a Chad, the bitch just wants your dick in her pussy. That's all she wants, okay? For Chad, and, you know, Chad and Tyrone don't get Me Too'd, okay? But if you're an average-looking dude, and you and a girl are getting drunk, yeah, she'll probably Me Too you because she's like, oh, I slept with that guy. Ew. He gave me the ick, you know? So, this is why I'm telling you, man. If you're an average looking dude here in America, man, don't even bother sleeping with women, man. Just go overseas for that shit. You know, I even did a video about this, you know, when I went to Cancun last month, you know. I went to Cancun for 24 hours. I fucked 3 bitches in one day, made a U-turn, and came back the next morning. This is what I'm trying to tell you guys out there, man. If you have $1,000 in your motherfucking pocket, get a plane ticket to Cancun. You know, go on one of these websites. There's websites out there on hiring escorts. Get on one of these websites. Order yourself a couple of gals. Fuck them, make a U-turn, come back to America the next day, okay? That's what I did, and, you know, and I did that so I can show you guys as proof that, yeah, plane ticket, $200, nice Airbnb, $50, you know, transportation cost, you know, say $50, food, say $50 if you're going to go out and you're going to eat really good. So if you have $1,000 in your pocket, guys, you can probably fuck, you know, 4 to 5 women in Cancun in a day or two, okay? So, the point that I wanted to tell you guys about all these women out there is that these hijabis, they want to ride the cock carousel. They want to ride the cock carousel, and then they want to put the... God, I hate cars that are like that. So, they want to ride the cock carousel, and then they want to put the blame on you. That way, some sim can be like, oh, baby, I'm Captain Save-A-Ho, I'm your Superman, I'm the cleanup guy, you know, I'm gonna treat you like the queen that you are. But the reality of the matter, the bitch is a dirty, dirty, dirty sharmuta. See, women always want to have plausible deniability, you know. Going back to Mia Khalifa does not have plausible deniability, you know. She cannot say, you know, she's trying to say that they forced her into porn. It's like, come on, bitch. Did they put a gun to your head saying you have to do porn or we're gonna blow your head off? No. So she can't put the blame on the people that got her into porn because she did that on her own free will, okay? She can't put the blame on her ex-husband. And, you know, her ex-husband, man, what are you doing, bro? Trying to turn a hoe into a housewife? What the fuck are you doing? You know, if I knew that my ex was a fucking hoe, I'd have not put a ring on it, you know? Shit, at least I'm better off than, at least, you know, I'm not a big of a simp as Mia's ex-husband. But the point here, guys, is that women always need a plausible deniability. That way, people can say, oh, it's because of her husband, that's why she's a prostitute, that's why she's sleeping around with guys. And then, you know, other guys can be like, hey baby, I'm gonna take care of you, I'm gonna treat you like a queen, I'm gonna put you on a pedestal. You see guys, a lot of these Muslim women out there, like Mia Khalifa, they're not going to have plausible deniability anymore, okay? I think things are going to be very, very bad for women, okay? Islam tells us there will be 50 women to be looked after by one man, okay? This means that a lot of men out there are simply either going to go their own way from women, or a lot of men out there simply are not even going to be interested in having a woman. So a lot of women out there, man, they're not going to have a dedicated man to look after them. You know, in my case, Amr Mitwali, let's say I had a shitload of money, right? Let's say I had millions of dollars, you know, I might keep a couple of bitches around if they can suck dick, you know. I keep him around, you know, here you go, bitch, you know. Cut. And that's what they did in the past. That's what King David did. That's what Pharaoh did. Guys, we're going back to the days of Pharaoh. We're going back to the harem system, you know. King David, Pharaoh, you know, they had their dedicated woman. They had their wives. But at the same time, they would have these dirty, dirty sharmutas on the side who sucked dick. We're going back to that time, okay guys? So you guys out there, man, the two options you really have is either you try to position yourself to be a Pharaoh, a King David. By that I mean you have a shitload of money and then you have a harem of women sucking your cock, or you can just, you know, do pay to play, escorts, shit like that, if you want to get your rocks off, you know. But this is gonna be the future. This is already the future. It's not gonna be the future. This is already the future. Marriage is obsolete. Okay, guys. Maybe marriage will come back after the Antichrist is destroyed and Jesus comes back. Is that gonna be 5 years from now? Is that gonna be 10 years from now? You know, it's probably gonna be within the next 10 years. But the question is, do you guys want to be fucking virgins for 10 years? I don't know about you guys, you know. I'm telling you guys that having sex with a real woman is better than masturbating, okay, guys? When you jack off in a woman, you actually feel more invigorated. When you masturbate, you get to feel tired. You get to feel kind of dirty when you masturbate. So you guys out there who are watching porn, you're masturbating, that's very, very unhealthy for you guys. You've got to have sex with a real woman. I know a lot of Muslim guys out there are going to say, Amr, that's zina, that's haram. Hey guys, look around you, man. Your women are fucking sharmutas. An innocent man committed suicide and went and is going to the hellfire, as far as I know, because his sharmuta wife, okay? Imagine if that guy watched my videos and he's like, oh yeah, my ex-wife is doing the same thing as Amr's ex-wife did. Yeah, let that bitch do her thing. I don't care. Had he watched my videos and he was like me, like, I just don't care, bitch. He would be alive today. He'd be alive. He'd be much better, much happier today. This is what I want to tell you Muslim guys out there, man. Don't get married. And the only relationship you have with a woman, guys, nowadays is pay to play, one night stands. If you can have a harem of women, that would be the best. You know, that's what I'm focusing on. I'm really not a big fan of one night stands, and I'm gonna tell you why I'm not a big fan of one night stands. You know, one night stands is like eating a good meal, and then knowing that you're not gonna eat, and then knowing you're gonna eat crap food for a very long time. You know, we all like to eat good food, okay? I would rather have a harem of women that I know and I can have sex with, you know, because having sex with random women, one night stands, it's like, okay, I'm not gonna see this bitch ever again. So it just doesn't feel right, man. One night stands, they just don't feel right for me. So this is why you'd rather have a harem where you tell a woman, hey, listen, bitch, I'm gonna take care of you, but I'm gonna be the only dick that you're gonna ever see, feel, swallow, touch, okay? That's the ultimate goal right here, guys. Marriage is obsolete, all right? So to conclude and end this video, guys, women are going to lose big times, and social media, whether it's TikTok, whether it's Instagram, especially TikTok, really, female nature has been exposed. Women have shown that they're dirty, dirty sharmutas. Women have shown that they don't want a good man. Women have shown that they are evil. So a lot of guys out there, even if they don't know MGTOW, even if they don't know Red Pill, even if they don't know anything about the manosphere, a lot of guys out there are simply going MGTOW, man. They might have a casual relationship, like a hold the truth hostage, said here on MGTOW TV. You know, we are in the no term relationship where there are no terms, okay? This is not a short term, this is not a long term, this is not a friends with benefit relationship. You know, this is just a pretty much, this is a hookup, you know? We are really in the hookup culture right now. This is where we are in. We are in the hookup culture where you might hook up with a girl for a day or two and then you may never ever see her again, you know? So you guys out there, man, you need to come to the realization that we are in the hookup culture. Even if you marry the bitch, even if you go to her family's house, you know, it's still the hookup culture. And you guys need to understand, this is what the woman wants, okay? A lot of you guys out there are thinking to yourself, you know, or deep down, women don't want to be passed around. No. Women want to be passed around, guys, okay? They want to be passed around, you know? The only time a woman can actually remain faithful to a man is if she gets, like, giga chad, you know? That's, like, the only time a woman is going to be like, okay, I'm happy with what I got. I don't want to jeopardize what I got. So a woman will stick with giga chad. Now, I know a lot of you guys out there are going to say, hey, Amr, how about Tom Brady's wife? You know, here's what you guys need to understand, man. Tom Brady's wife was passed around long before Tom Brady stuck his dick in her. I think Tom Brady's wife was like Leonardo DiCaprio's girl. So, guys, I cannot stress this enough. Don't get women who've been passed around, okay? Once a hoe, always a whore. That's number one. Do not get women who have been passed around. Once a hoe, always a hoe. Secondly, guys, like Paul Proteus, God bless his soul, said, hypergamy floats, okay? You look at Andrew Tate, okay? Andrew Tate has looks, money, status, okay? Why doesn't Andrew Tate have a dedicated girl when he has like $1 billion, okay? It's because hypergamy floats. These girls that Andrew Tate is fucking with, they're up here. Their hypergamy is like, okay, I need a billionaire, I need a private yacht, I need a private jet, okay? So these women who are up there with Andrew Tate, to them, Andrew Tate ain't all that, because their baseline is now billionaires with private yachts and planes, okay? See, this is what a lot of guys out there need to understand about women, man. Hypergamy floats, like the late Paul Proteus said, okay? So when you come in and you say, oh, I'm a rich guy, oh, I'm a guy who I own a private jet, you know, I own an island, guess what? the bitch that you're probably gonna go after, her hypergamy is private island, is private plane, is billion dollars in the bank account. So all of a sudden, you know, to that woman, you, Mr. Billionaire, to that woman, you are no more different than the guy who works at Popeyes for your basic bitch. Let me say that one more time. When a woman gets passed around by high-value men like Andrew Tate, Leonardo DiCaprio, her hypergamy is up there. So you, Mr. Billionaire, Mr. Private Island, to her, you are the same as a guy who works at Popeyes for your basic bitch. Before I close this video, guys, I want to show you something. Okay. Yesterday, I was at, can't see it, but who cares? This is not about my bill, okay? I paid like $200 to change a tire, get an oil change, right? So anyways, that's not the point of this video. I was at Walmart yesterday, okay? And there was this black simp, okay? Black dude, simp, probably in his early 20s, working at Walmart. He had a basic bitch girlfriend, and guess what? This black simp was trying to get free tires for his basic bitch girlfriend. It's like, come on, bro. You're a Walmart associate. You're on the phone. You're talking to guys at the tire center. You're trying to hook your girl up with a free tire. Come on, man. So this just goes to show you guys out there. Women use men. Let me say that one more time. Women use men, okay? That girl who was the girlfriend of that black simp at Walmart yesterday, she's been with other guys that hooked her up with shit, okay? So she probably was with a mechanic simp who fixed her car for free. You know, she probably dated a guy who works at fucking Popeyes who got her food for free. See, this is why you guys out there cannot be with women who have been passed around. Because women who are passed around, they're like, okay, this guy, he's gonna fix my garage. This guy, he's gonna get me a free tire from fucking Walmart. This guy is gonna hook me up with free food from Popeyes. Guys, I knew this shit well over a dozen years ago when I was driving cab in LA, man. There was this one girl, I still remember her name to this very day. Let's call her Kelly, man. Let's call her Kelly. Kelly, you know, this was before smartphones were actually a thing back then. Kelly had 5 boyfriends. You know, one boyfriend paid her taxi fee. One boyfriend will let her crash at his place. One boyfriend will take her out to dinner. One boyfriend will take her out to Vegas. You know, the bitch had 5 boyfriends. And trust and believe, these 5 boyfriends didn't know that the other boyfriend existed. These guys believe, genuinely believe, that they are in an exclusive relationship with Kelly. What they fail to realize is that Kelly is going out with multiple different men, each one providing her a different service or product. This is what a lot of you guys out there need to understand, man. When a woman gets passed around from man to man, in her brain, it's like, okay, how do I take advantage of men? Okay, this is why you guys out there, okay, if you guys out there want to be in a healthy relationship of any sort, you cannot be with a woman who's been passed around, okay? Like I said, yesterday, this black simp, he was in his early 20s. This girl, she probably was in her early 20s or late teens. You know, women are being passed around now before they're even legal age, you know? So imagine a bitch ain't even 18 yet, and she's already damaged goods for life, you know? I'm parked outside Starbucks. I'm gonna go to Starbucks after I do this video, God willing. And Starbucks is right next to a high school. Guys, I'm seeing fucking 15, 16, 17-year-old girls coming into Starbucks. It's like, bitch, why don't you just walk around naked? I see your pussy crack. I see your ass crack. I see your nipple. You know, I cannot unsee that shit. It's like right there, man. You know, I remember this one girl, and this was just a couple of days ago, you know, this one girl was wearing one of those spandex shirts that are so tight, you know, she's standing in line. It's like, her ass crack is right in front of my face. It's like, I'm sitting there, and her ass crack is right in front of my face. I'm like, what do I do? Do I close my eyes? Do I leave the freaking Starbucks? And then when the bitch turns around, her fucking pussy crack is in my face. It's like, what the hell is this, man? You know, you ladies out there, all two of you women watching this motherfucking video. Look, I get it. You want to be dressed and yet naked, like the Prophet Muhammad said. And you women genuinely believe that if you walk around naked, you're gonna attract men. Ladies, I am telling you guys, ladies out there, you are disgusting men. Walking around effectively naked, you're disgusting men. Going on TikTok saying to the whole world how much you're a hoe you are. You know, how many TikTok videos have we seen here on MGTOW TV where the woman is like, my DMs are wide open. Come on, somebody send me a DM. Take me out. Ladies, you ladies out there need to understand something about male biology, okay? Just like it's part of female biology, hypergamy, to get the highest quality man that you can get your vagina to take his dick. It's our nature as men, it's our male biology to be with a chaste woman. When we see you ladies out there walking around naked, you're not just walking around naked for me. You're walking around naked for everybody, okay? You know, in Islam, you know, women in Islam, they're supposed to wear a burqa. You're not supposed to even see the, well, Islamically, you can see a woman's face, you know, in public. But you're not supposed to see anything else, you know, Islamically. You only see a woman's face and a woman's hands in public. That's all you can see if you're not her husband. You ladies out there, when you're like showing off your tits, your ass, your pussy, to us men, that just screams promiscuous and unfaithfulness. When you get on TikTok and you proclaim to the world how big of a whore you are, and you just want random men to show up in your DM and ask you out, that just shows to us that you are an unfaithful, low-quality woman. Again, I know you women out there believe that by walking around naked, I'm gonna get all these guys out there who want me. You believe that by going online and telling the world, hey, DM me, guys, I'm looking for a nice guy to take me out. You genuinely believe that some nice guy is gonna be like, hey, man, let me hit up this girl. It's not gonna work like that. In fact, the total and complete opposite will happen because, again, male biology, we want to be with a faithful, chaste woman. When you hoes are literally walking around naked, you are literally telling guys all over the world on social media to hit you up. This is the total, complete opposite of faithfulness and being chaste, which is what we men want. The only guys who don't care about this stuff are black guys, you know. I was at McDonald's yesterday picking up an order for DoorDash, and there was this black dude, you know, Dirty Dick Rodney, like Ron Wells said, So he's one of those ganks. He, you know, he's kind of like Pookie and Ray Ray in a way. You know, he was tall, almost my height. Good body, good looking face. You know, he had a bandana kind of like I do. Now, the reason why I wear a bandana, guys, is that when I drive, I have the windows down because I'm a cheap Jew. I don't want to waste gas money, so I don't put the air condition on. So when I drive, you know, I have long hair, as you guys know. I don't want the hair to get in my face. This is why I wear a bandana. Coincidentally, guys, I've noticed that a lot of women are now looking at me because I wear this bandana, whether it's here in America or back in fucking Mexico. Women are checking me out because I wear a fucking bandana. They think I'm like a fucking drug dealer or some shit like that. Oh, coincidentally, when I was in Mexico a couple of days ago, you know, I was driving back from Merida to Cancun at like, you know, 2-3 in the morning, and I was pulled over at a police checkpoint. They pulled me over and they like strip searched the entire car. They thought I was like a drug dealer. You know, I spent like 50, you know, they looked under the visor, they looked in the, they looked all over the car, man. They even tried to look like, they even tried to look into the inside, you know how you have a spare tire, shit like that, you know. They even tried to look inside the spare tire to see if I had like fucking drugs in there, because, you know, I look like a fucking drug, I look like a fucking drug dealer with this bandana on. But it's because I just don't want to drive around with hair blowing in my face. That's all there is to it. It's not because, you know, I'm a thug or a bad boy, but hey, that's what people think, you know. Police think I'm cartel, women think I'm a bad boy. Oh well, if it works, it works, I guess, you know. But anyway, going back to that black guy at McDonald's yesterday, that motherfucker was hitting on every girl in there. Married, not married, fat, ugly, white, black, he doesn't, crackhead or not, that fucking black dude was hitting on every woman out there. See, before I end this video, guys, I, Amar Mitwali, I genuinely believe women are the way they are because of black guys, okay? Black guys, because they have high T and low IQs, they will hit on any woman out there, okay? So, like I said in the beginning of my video, okay, my second cousin, when I ran into her at Cheesecake Factory in Santa Monica a couple of years ago, that black dude was clapping her motherfucking cheeks, you know. So the reason why I genuinely believe women are the way they are today is because black men who have no standards whatsoever, they don't realize that by sleeping around indiscriminately with any woman out there, fat, ugly, black, white, old, young, they don't understand that you're actually destroying women, because these women are like, oh, I can get any guy because I'm being hit on and I'm sleeping around with Pookie and Ray Ray guys. Honestly, it's really the Pookie and Ray Rays, the niggas, as Donovan Sharp would call them, Dirty Dick Rodney, the, as Ron Wells called them. I genuinely believe black men are solely responsible for the way women are today. This is why I tell you guys, you know, if you want to have a healthy relationship with a woman, go to a country that black people don't go to, you know. Go to Latvia, go to Romania, go to countries where it's too damn cold for black people to survive. Go to countries where the language barrier, where the people don't like black people. You know, if you guys remember, man, I did a video when I was in Romania, where I told you that in Romania, they don't like Indians, they don't like black people in Romania. You know, listen, man, some of the best MGTOW content creators out there are black. You know, Lion of MGTOW, Red Pill Married, Rare Breed Theory, but some, you know, a lot of bad guys out there, man. The Pookie, the Ray Rays, the Dirty Dick Rodneys, the niggas, as Donovan Sharp would call them. A lot of you black guys out there, man. You all gotta have some dignity, integrity, honor, man. You gotta start using your brain, you know. The passport bros, they're going over to Colombia. They're going over to Thailand. They're going over to Brazil. They're simping. You know, I'm hearing now women that cost like $50 in Dominican Republic back in, you know, 5-6 years ago. Now these very same women are demanding $300-$500. Why? Because black guys, again, high T, low IQ, they're just fucking up women. This is what black guys do. They fuck shit up for everybody, man. So this is why I don't consider myself a passport bro, okay? You know, I am a geomaxer. I go geographically where I can max out my potential for what I am seeking. You know, I'm not a passport bro, you know. I'm not gonna, you know, yeah, I might go to Colombia, I might go to Brazil, I might go to Thailand, yeah, but I'm not gonna be a passport bro where I'm like, hey baby, here's 500, you know, how much is for your pussy? $100? Okay baby, here's $500, baby. You know, I'm not gonna do that fucking shit, okay? So yeah guys, don't get married. Black men fucked up everything for everybody. Women want to use and abuse you. A lot of these girls out there, you know, even before the age of 18, they're already permanently damaged goods because of Pookie and Ray Ray. You got black Sims trying to hook up women with fucking free tires at Walmart, you know. So honestly, guys, in a way, I really can't blame women for the way they are. When you got guys who are willing to, you know, this fucking, you know, this black kid, you know, the people working at the tire center, they were talking shit about this black simp associate for trying to get his girlfriend a free tire. They're like even the guys working at the tire center, they said, look, we understand if he wants to get her a free meal from fucking McDonald's, but you want to get this girl, you know, free tires that's gonna cost, you know, $400 to $500. You want to get her free tires for $400 to $500, you know? Getting her a free meal from fucking McDonald's for $400 to $500 is one thing. Trying to get her free tires for $400 to $500, that's totally different, you know. So this just goes to show you guys just how fucked up women are because of how black guys simp for them. And again, at the end of the day, guys, I cannot blame women for the way they are when they have super simps like these black dudes out there. Coincidentally, guys, this is why Just Pearly Things is now king of the manosphere. Right now, Just Pearly Things is the number one content creator in the manosphere, okay? And for those of you who don't know, Just Pearly Things, she is a mud shark. She sleeps around exclusively with black guys. This is why black guys love her and they give her so much money, okay? You know, once black guys, you know, see in Islam, you know, real talk, guys, real talk, you know, Muslims back in the day, Muslims had black slaves. And even after slavery was abolished, you know, believe it or not, guys, slavery was abolished by Muslims during the lifetime of the Prophet Muhammad. You know, a lot of people like to say, oh, Muslims have black slaves to this very day. Bullshit, you know. Islam eliminated slavery during the lifetime of the Prophet Muhammad. But yet, to this very day in the Muslim world, they still segregate black people from the Arab people because the black people, they simp for pussy. We Muslims, you know, we Arabs, we Jews, we whatever you want to call us, we Middle Eastern people, we've known for 1400 plus years that if you integrate black people into normal society, they're gonna fuck it up like they fucked up America, and now they're fucking up Colombia, Brazil, Dominican Republic, Thailand. So, you know, if you want a relationship with a woman, you know, make sure she's not a mud shark, and make sure, you know, she doesn't have access to, like, black people, you know, Pookie and Rayrays. So, wow. This video was over an hour long. I was expecting this video to be like 25 minutes, maybe half an hour at the most. But I think I covered a lot of ground in this video. I would say this is probably one of my more important videos out there for several reasons. And I'm going to recap those reasons really quick because I don't want this video to get to go any longer. Number one, guys. Muslim women are hijabis. They want to ride the cuck carousel, okay? If the bitch is a 4 or higher on the sexual market value, if her SMV is a 4 or above, she wants to be a sharmuta. Either she's going to be a sharmuta before you, she's going to be a sharmuta after you, or she's going to be a sharmuta during your relationship with her, okay? That's number one. Number two, women who have been passed around, they want to use you, they want to abuse you, okay? They're not going to do this with Shad and Tyrone. For example, this black, not the black simp at Walmart, you know, the black Pookie and Ray at McDonald's late last night when I was picking up the DoorDash order. He's a broke ass nobody, okay? He don't got money. All he has is fucking dick, you know? This guy was at McDonald's, you know, telling woman that he just came in from New York. He's staying right next door at one of the hotels next to McDonald's. And he's like, and he's pretty much in soliciting every woman at McDonald's to, like, go home with him, you know? So, Pookie, Ray Ray, Chad, Tyrone, you know, these people ain't got anything, okay? So women are not gonna use them, they're not gonna abuse them, they're not gonna me too them, you know, they're not gonna put them on child support, you know. So it's you, Mr. Good Guy, you who is watching this video, it's you that women wanna use and abuse and take advantage of. This is why I'm telling you guys out there, do not get into a relationship with the modern woman today, especially if she's been passed around. You guys need to understand, man, women have got to actually have standards themselves, you know. If she's being passed around by Pookie, Ray Ray, you know, niggas, as Donovan Sharp would call them, this is a woman who has no standards. This is a woman who can get fucked behind a dumpster, and yet this will be a woman who can end up with a multimillionaire and effectively ruin his life. So if you're gonna get with a woman, guys, get with a woman who actually has fucking standards. Assuming you could actually find a girl like that in today's world, which is pretty much next to impossible. The third thing that I wanted to touch upon before I end this video, guys, is that a lot of these women out there, they're gonna get desperate really soon. And they're going to say, oh, I changed my ways. I realized I was wrong. Guys, I cannot stress this enough. We see videos on MGTOW TV here on TikTok, you know. Thanks to all the content creators on MGTOW TV for uploading the TikTok videos of women saying, oh, I regret my whole phase. That's not me anymore. No, bitch. You don't regret your whole phase. No, you didn't change. It's just that you've hit the wall. Shad and Tyrone ain't blowing up your phone anymore. You're not getting free shit, you know. Imagine if you're a 40-year-old woman and you went to that black simp Walmart associate yesterday and you're like, hey, baby, can you give me $400 worth of free tires? That black simp would be like, get out of here, grandma, you know. So when a woman hits the wall, she's not getting that Shad, Tyrone, Pookie, and Ray Ray dick that she once did. That's number one. Number two, she's not getting free shit from simps anymore. That's when she's gonna be like, oh shit, I need to get me a beta male simp to take care of me, you know. So these women who are hoes, They've been passed around. They're Sharmutas. They rode the cock carousel. They do not regret riding the cock carousel. Guys, never, ever believe a woman who says, I regret being a hoe. I regret riding the cock carousel. They do not regret any of it, you know? They might regret getting drunk and sleeping with Coach Bitchpill or Yogi Obes. That's why they have Me Too. But they do not regret sleeping with Chad, Tyrone, Pookie and Ray Ray, the beta male simp at Walmart who's gonna hook them up with $400 worth of free tires, okay? If they can get something out of a man, or if they just want that Dirty Dick Rodney dude, you know, they want that alpha cock, they're not going to regret being hoes, okay? Guys, never, ever believe a woman who says, I regret being a hoe. Once a hoe, always a hoe. Which, one last thing before I end this video for you Muslim guys out there. A lot of white hoes, white sharmutas, they're embracing Islam, saying, I was a hoe, but God led me to Islam. I'm now a reformed hoe. Guys, let me tell you something. The Prophet Muhammad said, the best of pagans will be the best of Muslims. Let me say that one more time. The best of pagans will be the best of Muslims. If you are a piece of shit pagan, you're going to be a piece of shit Muslim. Islam does not change you. Let's get that out in the open, guys. Islam does not change you from being a thug, a murderer, a terrorist, into all of a sudden being a good boy, okay? I'm gonna leave this video on this saying. You guys ready for this saying? That pussy odometer will never, ever go back to zero. Alright guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe. And I'm going to see you in the next one. Okay guys, take care of yourselves. Peace!